Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 340, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue episode 2, Lightspeed Teamwork.
It aired February 19th, 2000, written by Judd Land, directed by Ryuta Sasaki.
We're very lucky that they did not just call this Power Rangers 2000.
Do I want that more? I feel like I would really like to watch Power Rangers 2000.
Actually, if we were going with the actual use of the 2000 suffix, Lost Galaxy should have been Power Rangers 2000. Because everything in 1999 was something 2000.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And last week, Lightspeed Rescue was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
We were both pleasantly surprised by it, so maybe you should check it out. Maybe this is the one. Maybe you haven't seen it in a very long time. Or ever. And this is your chance. This is your moment. So maybe consider that. Anyway, right before we started recording, Josh dropped something and I thought a cockroach ran at me and jumped. So my heart's still kind of beating a little bit from that. So like, I'm ready to watch an episode of Lightspeed Rescue.
Let's do it.
All right.
You're hype. I'm hype.
It's Morphin time. And we're back, and we just watched Lightspeed Teamwork, and someone, and I will not mention any names, has fallen from grace but quick.
Man, they went from up top and just mankind right just down right, through the table.
Right all the way down through it. What's the opposite of 0 to 60? That.
60 to 0.
Okay, sure. He did. Someone did 60 to 0 in no time flat.
Nope. It took, 10 seconds into this episode.
It was immediate.
Because we got we'll talk about the episode in a minute.
It's literally the first thing that happened, so we'll get there. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's heyjakeandjosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleeats.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbean, Podboys, Poddaddy, Pod Racers.
If there is not a podcatcher called Pod Racer.
TM, 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 do not steal.
What are we even doing here?
You can leave us a rating review in any of those places, except for the fake ones, and we really appreciate it. And if the fake ones do somehow exist, you want to leave us a rating review there too, we'd like that as well. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some neat stuff in return, including our tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which I need to get the lead out on and get them edited. What happened was I was like, I'm going to do them while we're on hiatus. And then I ended up watching like a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the whole series, all 110 episodes.
That is a lot.
Over like a week. And then immediately from there, watched a bunch of One Piece. I watched about I'm on episode 90 something of One Piece, so like I accidentally filled my time. but those will be coming out sooner than later, and if you want to get them, they are exclusive to the Patreon. We don't do anything on Fridays.
No, we do one thing. We talk about Power Ranger.
We do talk about Power Ranger. let's just jump right in then.
All
right. We start off on a pretty cool shot of a skull castle in another dimension.
Is it? Or is it underwater?
It can't be underwater because they talk about how the Power Rangers are underwater and they can't go underwater. Like, you know what water does to us.
Right, okay.
It makes them...
So it can't be underwater. It must be another dimension then.
It's got to be.
It's in another dimension that also is underneath the city.
/ above the city?
It's in the same space. Space? Oh, no, it's in the same time as the city,
yeah.
But it's in a different space.
Sure.
That's how different dimensions work.
Yes. Well, in Power Rangers, it can work anyway.
Power Rangers has no rules. They just say words.
Yeah. They literally, this is all pre-Google. They couldn't be like, what's this word mean? Who cares?
There's dictionaries they could, no they time. Could open.
No time for that.
Remember encyclopedias?
Barely. I know how most of them are wrong now because they're so old. Anyway, so there's a new baddie. His name is Jinxer. He's a creepy butler.
Yeah, he's got a weird, like, drill nose.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Not like a drill, like you would think a drill looks, just like a very long, thin drill nose.
It's like if one of Waluigi's mustaches was a nose.
Yeah.
And it creeps me off, and I don't like it.
He's like a mosquito monster man.
Yeah. So there's Jinxer, Diabolico, Vipra, and Bamble Snoot. Cunderbunt.
Viper gets a line this time.
She does.
She gets to say, the queen will not be impressed, or something along those
lines. Something along those lines. The footage is Sentai footage, so it's farther away, so you can't see that it's a different actress. So there's that. A lot of that's going to happen this season, I imagine.
It seems that way.
Then we cut to Aqua Base, where I wrote down Sky Cowboy, because I did not remember his name, but it's Joel. Going to commit that to memory and not just call him Sky Cowboy forever. I think I called him Joel for the rest of my notes.
He does introduce himself as Sky Cowboy.
He does.
So, I mean, it's his fault.
That's on him.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, that's his brand, and he's trying to really lean into that. The other thing he's trying to lean into is being kind of a dink, as we'll see in a minute. So he bumps.
Also gross, because he's walking down the hallway, and these two girls walk by, so he obviously, like, gives them, like, finger guns.
Stops to ogle.
And turns around to watch them walk away.
Yep.
Like, he is walking backwards because two cuties walked past him in the hallway.
And then he bumps into another woman who is a babe and in the credits, as we'll see in a minute. And knocks, she has, like, a cart, knocks it over, and she's like, oh, gosh. And then he, like, looks at her, and it's like, Dreamweaver. And, like, slows all the way down and all that. And then we cut to the theme song, which is a weird way to go into the theme song. But that's what we do.
The monsters did say to send some Magman.
Magnivore?
Magnaman? Magma Man.
Megan Man.
Yeah, but, like, a bad one. Like, Magma Man.
Magman. Magnet
Man. It's like a Mega Man, but he shoots magma.
Magma. Liquid hot magma. Are we allowed to make this many Austin Powers jokes?
I mean, the only one trying to stop me is you, so.
Is this illegal?
I'm not in jail yet.
Not yet. The cops get a hold of this. They can't do anything because podcasts don't count. Everyone knows that. So we come back from the theme song, and Joel is helping her get her stuff up. And that's not a euphemism. She dropped things, and he's helping her, like, pick her cart up and, like,
put things back
papers
on
and
it.
Whatnot. And he, like, brags on himself. He's like, yeah, I'm a super dangerous man because I'm a Power Ranger and I do dangerous things.
Yeah, I basically put my life on the line. It comes with a job.
She's like, oh, that sounds very dangerous. He's like, danger is part of the job.
And then for no reason, he just holds his morpher up and he's like, this is a morpher.
He starts mansplaining his morpher to her. And Josh and I both immediately were like, oh, she made the morphers.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way she didn't make these morphers.
I want her to kick his ass.
I think, hey, guys, it was Joel who we talked about a couple minutes ago. Joel did a 60-0.
Yeah.
Joel sucks.
Yeah, not a fan.
The woman, we don't get her name yet. Does she give him?
I think so.
Yeah,
she says, my name is Miss Fairweather.
Miss Fairweather, which I have a problem with, because she's clearly a scientist. She has her doctorate. She should be Dr. Fairweather.
No, she's not referred to as a weapons doctor, only a weapons expert.
Did she just drop out? No, she never got her degree. She dropped out, started making Power Ranger weapons early? Either way, get ready for me to just sing the praises of Miss Fairweather for the rest of this episode.
And so, probably this season.
It seems like I have a new fave.
Yeah.
So everyone stay tuned. After he's done he's not done mansplaining. He's still trying to. And he gets beeped, and it's Captain Mustache who's like, hey, Joel, where the fuck are you?
And he has his morpher slash communicator. They are one and the same.
Yeah.
That he is mansplaining to Ms. Fairweather. And he does not know how to use it. He's like bumbling on the buttons, just like, ah, Green Ranger, ah, it's me, Green, I'm in.
Hey, Josh, can I tell you the secret?
Yeah.
That's literally what mansplaining is. Nice. It's when you don't quite understand it.
But I always thought mansplaining was, and I mean, that's probably also very true, but it's unprompted explaining of something very simple.
Not even very simple. Something the person already knows.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the person explaining doesn't actually know the whole deal. So, guys, get your shit together.
I hate how Joel is just the internet.
I don't like that Joel turned into Reddit all of a sudden. Oh. And I'm just not a fan of that.
Joel Reddit.
So close. So then after Captain's like, get over here, he's like, all right, yeah, yeah. And he's like, Lee's like, I got a super secret mission, top secret, gotta go. Then we cut to the weapons lab, where Captain's like, this is our weapons lab. So we made all of our cool stuff, all the tech. And someone's spraying, it has like the gun, their blaster, and it's on like
fire extinguisher mode.
And then there's like someone gets out of the water, like a little pool. Yes, with, like,
they invented scuba.
It's like a very cool scuba. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. In fire terms, it's just SCBA, because you don't go underwater with it.
Under lava. Well, still one word, so under scuba lava is still.
Is under lava, if you go.
No, I don't think so.
It should be. Hey, Webster's, we've got a new word that you're missing. We found one you missed. Under lava. No one's ever done it because you die.
I don't think there's any safe way to do it.
But you do need to be able to have a name for it. So then he's like, and this is Miss Fairweather. She made all the weapons, from your morphers to the Zords. Every single thing she made, and she designed and made herself.
They treat this as like a reveal, because it just shows her from behind for a second. That would work if we did not just see her hair a minute ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, it's still, the purpose is still there.
Yeah, and there also might have been a commercial break in between. And dumb babies are going to be like, what?
Yeah, I think it's more just for the, like, the theatrics of, like, that's who Joel was talking to.
Yeah.
The idiot. I do want to point out, Joel ain't here. Oh. She got here before Joel did. Do you want to know where Joel is?
He left.
Joel left?
He just got called by Captain Mustache. Hey, we're having a meeting. And he said, okay, I'll be right there. And that guy... he went topside.
Yeah. This scene, when we cut to this scene, it starts off with Captain Mustache saying, we're just going to do it without Joel.
That's a good rule of thumb, I think, for the season.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just do it without Joel.
Do it without Joel. He was so fun last episode.
Yeah, then they were like, what if he's gross?
Well, congratulations. You did it, Power Rangers. They said it couldn't be done, but you did it. They laughed at you at the Academy. So then she says that she made trains.
Thought I had a second. You dropped, she made trains on me.
They're called rail rescues. Rail rescuers?
Nope.
Rail rescue.
They're the rail rescues, and that bothers me a lot.
That's not a good name.
Because rescue is...
more of a verb.
Is a verb. If you're using it as a noun, it is not a thing. It's not a train. A rescue is, like, the act of saving somebody.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what they could have done. They seem to love the word rescue.
Yeah.
As every single thing says rescue at some point in its title. I didn't even write down half of them just because it's implied. The Rescue Zords, the Rescue Boys.
Yeah, the only one I remember is the Rescue Bird, which we will find. And the pink ones is, like, the Med Rescue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Arrow Rescue, Aqua Rescue. Yellow's is like Dirt Rescue. I don't remember what hers was. We'll get there.
They're just the Turbo Rescue Zords, right?
Like, they are almost exactly, with the exception of the green one, because the green one was a dump truck in Turbo.
Now it's a plane.
It's a pretty cool plane. The blue one was a cop car in Turbo, but like the red and the pink ones are straight up identical in their form, not in their part of a Megazord form, because the Turbo Pink was the arms. This is a leg. Again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. So then we cut up to Joel buying flowers. You know, when he's supposed to be at.
Yeah, he's like downtown buying a bouquet
of red roses, which is a little much.
Yeah,
I would say.
You bumped into her in the hallway.
Yeah, that's not roses level yet.
Maybe you should be like, hey, do you even like flowers before you buy
some? Do you eat?
Dinner? Tonight?
Tonight? And she should say no.
Because she's very busy.
She's a scientist.
Yeah.
She's a weapons doctor. Expert. So then, back to trains real quick. Kelsey's like, trains? Like, not like...
Already throwing shade at Tok'ger.
Yeah, right? 20 years early. And I should be clear. Kelsey isn't like, come on, trains? She's like, trains? Like, is it... Like, we're doing trains now? And she's like, yeah, rail rescues. They're going to be cool. Trust me.
And she does say, oh, they're more than just
way
trains,
more than that.
I assure you, Kelsey.
And I don't want to put too much stock into this, but I feel like there's something there.
Ah.
I feel like there's a little... we're not calling it a watch yet. We're on a watch. We're on a watch warning watch. But I feel like there's something between Kelsey and Ms. Fairweather, and I'm just gonna put that out there for everyone. Just to...
Shane, we don't get a lot of Dana in this episode, and that kind of bums me out.
She has, like, a line later.
Yeah.
At the very end.
She says a couple things, like, in between, but nothing really substantial.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer. She was so impressive in the first episode.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to give everybody, you know, more space and time to shine.
Yeah, and this episode is all about that space cowboy.
A lot of the sky. Oh boy, a lot of space sky boy. Sky game posh boy. This is not a sky game posh boy.
No, his sky game is way down.
Is gross boy.
His sky game stat is like zero.
Zero. So anyway, he's buying flowers. Meteor crashes. That meteor is Magnivore, as we will come to find out. I don't think we see it like turn into a monster just yet.
I don't think so.
It's in like a second, because like we cut to
They watch it on the screens because it crashes, and then it, like on their screen it transforms into the monster.
Yeah, and they're like, oh crap, there's a monster. Hey, we gotta go. Hop in your rail rescue.
And he's
where
just,
is Joel?
He's just giant right away.
Yeah.
There's no messing around. They just sent a giant lava monster to destroy Mariner's Bay.
Yeah. Can I tell you something about this episode? You and both you and the listener. This is like the raddest Power Rangers stuff I've seen in a very long time.
It's pretty cool. The episode itself suffers from it's the first Zord episode.
Yeah.
A lot. But the Zord stuff is pretty cool.
There are a couple shots that I was just like, this is what I want Power Rangers to be. Like, this is good Power Rangers right away. So I'm pretty excited. So Captain Mustache gets a sit rep. He gets he's like, what's going on? They're like, big thing. He's like, cool. Send everybody out. Where is Joel? I hate him. Why did we pick Joel? What did I do this
he
for?
He was first.
He was number one.
He was number one. He's the top dossier.
But guess what? First is the worst, Josh.
That's right.
Who was second?
Last is a blast. That was Dana.
That was Dana. So Joel gets back, and Captain Mustache is like, hey, what are you doing? Where were you? He's like, I was on a top secret mission. So secret, even you didn't know about it. But when he says that, he does like a point to like sell it with a bouquet of roses in his hand.
He did like try to hide them behind his back.
Yeah.
Which I hate that in TV shows, because Captain Mustache definitely saw him put it behind his back. And also a puff of petals fell out from Joel.
Also, has anyone in real life ever successfully hid something behind their back?
No, because if someone sees you standing with one arm at a 90-degree angle behind your back, that means you're hiding something back there.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So he's like, you're lucky there's no time for me to yell at you. Go. So they run over and they morph, and their morph call is just, Lightspeed, rescue.
The other four Rangers are already in the hangar?
They're in a place.
They have their jackets on.
Yeah.
Because you need to have the jacket on to morph, I guess.
Is that an integral part of the morphing
they
sequence?
They did not have the jackets on before. And Joel is running in saying, hey, wait for me, like hurriedly putting on his jacket. He still has the flowers. He jumps into his spot in line and just like zips his jacket up a little bit and stuffs the flowers in it.
That I did like, but only because like it was a good bit of physical comedy.
Yeah.
The reasoning, there should not be flowers
here. No.
Joel, you're at work. Like, he's on the job. Imagine if, like, at your job, you just dipped for an hour to go buy flowers for someone you just bumped into.
At your job, your boss is like, hey, we're having a meeting. You need to come. And, okay, I'm on my way. And instead, you leave your job and come back with flowers.
Oh, what a jerk. So... they morph, they hop into their rail rescue. There is a long train sequence of them doing all that train stuff.
So much train stuff. So, like, there's a lot of tracks connecting.
Platforms come out of the water. They swing a whole bridge, like the Golden Gate Bridge, but Tokyo's, but Mariner Base.
Yeah.
They just, like, grab it and just swing it over. And I was like, there are people on there.
There are, because the train goes over it, and there's cars, like, pulled over to the sides.
How do they know?
Must be an alarm, like a siren.
Hey, get off. Go. After this very long train sequence, they get to the monster. Everything's on fire. Whole downtown area is on fire because of the lava. Or sorry, the magma. Except it's not magma. Magma's only magma when it's inside. It's lava when it's outside. So he should be lavavore.
Too many V's.
Yeah, you're right. Magmavore is a good sounding word. It's a good monster name.
No,
but
he has the magma inside of him the whole time.
Okay. Also, vore means to eat.
He eats magma.
So does he eat the magma?
He gets like a nice straw and plops it into a volcano, drinks it like a nice mojito.
But then spits it up.
And then he vomits it all over the city.
Okay, it got gross. Yeah. So then they
can't hold his lava.
Well, it would be magma when he drinks it.
Oh, you're right. So is it magma in the volcano, and then it's lava as it goes up the straw, and then it is magma
back
again
to magma,
when it's in him?
No one's, you know what? No one's ever asked these hard questions. If you scoop up magma and push it back in the volcano, or lava, push it back in the volcano, does it convert back to magma?
Is that lava what you have, or is that magma?
These are the questions that science is too afraid to answer. So they get Zords, and at first the boys pop out. It's Fire Rescue, Aqua Rescue, and Aero Rescue. And then they're like, all right, go. And then the boys drive away, and I was like, did the boys get Zords? That sucks.
No, the problem is Sky Cowboy has to get his shit in.
He does so much, like... I guess necessary at this point in the show, but unnecessary if you've ever seen an episode of television before, like showboating and like I'm the lone wolf, which wolves run in packs, so it doesn't make sense. So the girls get their Zords after he like gets up, and Carter's like, Joel, can you cool the magma to rock? And he's like, yeah, I totally can. And the captain's like, no, you can't. You don't have enough power. And Joel's like, yes, I do. And he's like, nope, because Miss Fairweather's there, like, he super does not have enough power.
Yeah, that Zord isn't strong enough to do it by itself.
Yeah, no way he has enough power. And he's like, who's telling you that? Who knows my Zord better than me? Oh, everyone, you weren't at the weapons meeting.
You should know nothing. I understand it's stronger than, like, the goofy biplane you flew in the first episode.
Than your Amelia Earhart Fred Noonan jobby.
But you don't know a damn thing about it.
He literally wasn't there.
You're a jerk.
And, like, this, he is connected to the morphing grid and that he did morph, but, like, I don't feel like the it's second nature can apply when they're like, we made these powers to fight demons.
All parts, choose which one you think I meant to say, of these powers is made by Ms. Fairweather.
She is a genius, and was like, hey, I figured out how to tap into the morphing grid. I'm just going to jack some of this energy to make Power Rangers. Cool, cool. And they're like, yeah, we don't understand. She's like, no, I do. Don't worry. I should be a doctor, but I'm not. Whatever.
They don't mention the morphing grid?
No, I don't think...
So I don't know if that's just like a... Obviously, they didn't think about that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But are they morphing grid powers, or are they just light speed powers?
I mean, they have to be morphing grid powers, right? Like the ability to morph and get more power. Oh, is like from.
I saw you trying not to, but you can't.
I couldn't help it. It is from the Morphin Grid, like in Power Rangers right. canon. So like it does come. I feel like for a long time in the middle, they probably don't talk about it, and they might just say it again one time in Super Mega Force and call it a day. I don't know because I haven't watched a lot of Power Rangers, but like. It has to. Like, that it has to be, like, the through line, even if they don't mention it. Right. So that means that Miss Fairweather, devoid of any alien mentors or what have you, is just like, hey, I found this thing, and I bet I can put it in a watch.
Yeah, there was just, like, a lot of power I came across.
Yeah, and it seems to be infinite, and I'm pretty sure I can make this watch turn you into... a superhero. And then she did.
She did it. Who do you think tested it? Do you think she did?
Oh, absolutely. 100% Miss Fairweather tested it.
Why isn't she the Green Ranger?
She should be the Green... Hey, can, oh, hey, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy? Take a seat. I forgot that we're not talking about you anymore. Sorry to confuse everyone. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue? It's two L's in a row. That's where I got hung up. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue? We fixed your problem. Miss Fairweather should be a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
So...
And Joel should just be fired into the ocean like a torpedo. Like yes. a sky torpedo.
Wet cowboy. Joel. So they don't have enough power. It's like, you have to combine. Like so that is like the order that is given. So then we get a Megazord sequence, and it's very long because it's the first episode where we see it. So obviously it's going to be long. It's made double long by the fact that like, they tried to make it work, like, realistically.
Yeah.
Which so, I like, but they could have sped it up 1.5 times.
Joel has, like, these... It's, like, high-powered magnetic grappling hooks, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a... You know, it's, like... I've only seen it in, like, junkyards. It's, like, the big metal thing, and he, like, grabs the
yeah.
car. It's that, but on his arrow yeah, rescue.
He drops them down, and... they clamp on to the blue one and pull it up, but instead of just lifting it, it like pulls it. It like transformers it as it pulls
it,
up.
It pivots on the cab.
Yeah.
What is it supposed to? What is Aqua Rescue like a tanker?
I don't know. It's. I mean, it's the crotch of the Megazord.
It's the whole crotch, but it like pulls up and then splits apart to be like the leg posts.
Yeah.
And then we cut to the yellow and the pink ones driving up. And they're like, "All right, let's do it." And then, like, hydraulic pistons push them up, and then the green Zord, yeah, or the green, you know, no, yeah, this is a Zord, drops the blue one into, like, the two holes, and it, like, locks in. And it's very cool, because, like, you can see how everything works, and it makes more sense that, like, someone made these, because it's not just, like, this Tyrannosaurus Rex is jumping in the air and switching into half a man mode, you know?
Yeah.
But also... 1.5 times faster, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure they will cut a lot of the middle footage out.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
We'll cut, like, right to the blue one being dropped in.
Yeah.
And that's where it stops.
Yeah, then it's just legs. It's just a crotch and legs walking around.
Like, just shooting water?
Spraying water out of the crotch, I might add.
Well, it's like the waist.
It's the top crotch.
It's a, yeah.
But, yeah, that's what happens. So, do with that what you will. And so it starts spraying around the water, and then they say something about how there's people. I don't know how they find out there's people in there. They don't hear them because they're outside.
I feel like Captain Mustache.
Is there a scan?
And Ms. Fairweather.
Fairweather.
I think they saw the people because we definitely got a shot of them in the building crying for help. So I think maybe they saw it on the whatever their viewing globe is.
I thought that was just like also in here, you know, just like
well,
cutaway.
Right after that is when Carter is like, OK, I got to go in and save them.
Isn't there like a thermal scan? Did
oh,
I
maybe
maybe.
But the building's on fire. So would that even work?
No. Well, the fire's hotter than people.
So it just mask the people.
You're right. They wouldn't just show up as colder spots. I don't know. Anyway, they know there's people in there. So Carter pulls up in his fire rescue and like moves the ladders towards there, and they start extending. And at the end of the ladders is hands.
This is just fists.
It's just these. And this building is going to get these hands. And so it extends all the way up and then opens up the hand, the right hand, and there are three Power Rangers in there, red, yellow, and pink.
Yep.
Dana, Kelsey, and Carter are in there because they're going to go rescuing. I guess at this point, Chad is in control of the legs, spraying stuff, and yeah. Joel is like,
he's still flying around. He's just doing laps,
doing
I guess.
Doing support.
Yeah.
You know, shooting things. He does like shoot a bunch of stuff later, so like that's neat. And then the other one, Carter's like, all right, ladder punch. And I was like, yes.
Absolutely ladder punch.
And the left hand just punches through the building, which is not safe.
No, because you don't know. I mean, I'm assuming he does not know where exactly the people are, just that they are in there. And
hopefully.
So he just punched a giant hole that building.
The hand is so big that three people can comfortably fit inside of its cupped, a single cupped hand.
Yeah, and so, thank God that this hand is able to punch a double fist wide hole in the building.
That was impressive. So then it opens up, they hop out, they run inside, start looking around. Kelsey finds some people in an elevator. She like opens up an elevator door and like hears them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the three people from the scene before.
Yeah.
Presumably the only three left in the building.
Hopefully. The only three that get saved. It's a woman and two kids. And right? Is it a woman and two kids? Yeah. And so she like jumps down and opens up the thing, and they're unconscious because they've like inhaled a lot of smoke because the building's on magma.
It's a pretty, for TV, it's a pretty realistic fire scene. There is a lot of smoke in there.
Well, I mean, they're doing a lot of miniature work, and it looks really good.
Rail rescue coming through.
No, I'm just going to keep it in now. Now it's part of the kayfabe. Yeah, get him. Save that day. Saving the day. So she calls for Carter to come help because they are unconscious.
And she can't get the door open.
Yeah, because it's like it's just stuck. It's not like off angle or anything.
It's jammed.
So she said something snaps, but it didn't fall. So like I don't know how much it could have snapped. Then Carter jumps down and it did snap because he says something about how like they don't have a lot of time. And Kelsey, it's not a great moment for Kelsey, but as a first time rescuing someone, I understand it. If it would have come from Joel, I'd be blasting him right now. But like Kelsey's a little bit cooler, so I'm willing to give her the BOTD.
Yeah.
But she's like, we can't get them out and us.
Dana, I think, that says that.
Is Dana in there too?
Because Carter and Dana are outside the door. Kelsey is in the elevator with the woman and kids. So Dana is like, the building's going to collapse. We have to go.
We have to go.
And Carter is like, no, we can't.
We don't go until they get out. And Dana's like, we don't have time. He's like, well, then we're going to make time. And so he like whips out his blaster and switches it into spiral saber mode. I don't know what they're calling it, but it's literally the spiral saber.
Is this also the point where Captain Mustache is like, hey, we have one more Zord.
We have another cool weapon for you.
It's the
rescue bird.
It's the rescue bird. What did it even do?
Nothing.
It flies out.
Did it deliver the saber?
Did it perch on the top of the building and just like hold it up a little longer?
There was a shot. It cut back. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is what I want Power Rangers to look like. Is like the building is in a pool of magma and it's tipping over. And like the ladder hands are holding it up. And it looked really great. It's like, oh, the Power Rangers are like doing rescue work.
Yeah, and
for
Magnivore
real.
Is like in the background smashing more buildings.
Yeah.
Like-
it's awesome. So then I don't know what the bird did. I think it maybe delivered the weapon that he used to open it up because it didn't help him out.
But that sucks.
That does suck. Hey, maybe don't introduce 100,000 things in the first episode.
I think just the rail rescues would have been fine for this episode.
So he like uses it's like a drill, but it's also like, you know, a sword or whatever. So he like uses it to open the doors and pulls them open and they're coming to. And so, like, they all, like, grab someone and, like, run over. They all get in the hand, and it, like, retracts and moves over. And he's like, Dana, all right, you get them to safety. So then they jump off. Carter jumps back in the thing and pulls his other hand out. And then this is when I realized that I like Carter, and I am gonna headcanon something in a second. He's a little monotone.
He's very monotone, and I don't know if that is a choice or not?
I don't think it's quite a choice because of some things are trying to act a little harder than others. And I mean, everyone goes through this. Like, it's your first time doing a lot of VO. Like, it's hard to just like put all that emotion into it. Cause like voice acting is we've talked about this before. It's a very different skill than acting. Like, you can kind of fake acting. Like, voice acting, your voice has to kind of do a lot of work because it's all there is. So if you're pretty monotone, like, that's going to come across. But I'm tempted to read it as Carter is just very collected.
He's level-headed and he's not letting everything cloud like his judgment.
And I kind of like that.
I read it as, like, that's just Carter. Like, in the face of danger, he knows he has to keep cool or else everything will go wrong if he panics.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like that. So, like, this is how I'm going to view it until he gets better. Is that, like, his monotone is just him being, like, just very collected and, like, very level-headed and not letting the fact that... Because he's a firefighter. Like, you can't panic when you be a firefighter. It would be very bad for you. So then, Joel, this asshole, is like, I'm going to do something with my Zord.
I think he's just going to try to fight Magnivore.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go shoot at him. And Captain Mustache is like, no, you have to combine. You don't have enough power. You need to make the Megazord. And he's like, no. And he's like, yeah, the expert is saying it. He's like, oh, expert, blah, blah, blah. And Miss Fairweather grabs the microphone. It's like a headset on Captain Mustache. She's like, just combine the Zords! And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. And I love Miss Fairweather is what I'm trying to say.
I'm so mad that she's not a Power Ranger. She better get the damn suit on at some point in this season.
Something. Because, like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
So then they do the Megazord mode. They finish up. Joel grabs Carter and pulls him up as he's transforming into like the arms and the upper torso. And Joel does like gets shot like a blast from magma.
Yeah, Magnivore is trying to attack them while they're transforming, which is just like a genius move that no bad guy has ever tried before.
Like, this is obviously, all of this footage is never going to be seen again. This is all for this episode, because, like, the first one, from now on, we're going to get a generic Morph or Zord sequence and all that.
Right.
Like, for sure. Because they did it with, you know, Lost Galaxy. They did it with Turbo. And, like, every time they have, like, new Zords, like, they do a cool thing in the beginning, and then it's Megazord from the rest of the time.
Right.
I hope we get a little bit more of individual Zords this season, because they're rescue Zords and it makes sense that they're specialized and do different things.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to see all that.
Even the like partial Megazord transformations, like the crotch walking and spraying water
was so good.
To cool a path so that the fire truck can get to the burning building.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff is awesome.
Yeah. I love that. That's good Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So they get their Megazord together. After Joel, like, shoots Magnivore back, or Magmavore, whatever his name is, Magnin Man. And so then they do a slow walk at him once the Megazord's all put together. And Carter's like, he's hitting us with a lot, but not enough. And he's just, like, doing, like, da-dunk, da-dunk, da-dunk. And then they get up, and he calls their special move Power Thrust. Which is, yes, a Rock'em Sock'em Robot maneuver.
Yeah, it's just the ladder fists come out and just repeatedly red punch Magmavore to death.
It's super good. It's very good.
Well, not to death. That's not how they kill him.
No.
Because then Chad is like, he came from the sky. We should send him back that way. And I thought they were just going to grab him and throw him back into space.
I thought they were going to grab him and ladder arms him all the way to space.
That would have been great. Just stretch all the way into the sun.
Just 3 mile long ladder arms and just throw him into space.
But instead, they grab him or they lift him up and they spin him around. And they so long King Bowsy him right into his own magma, which makes him explode and die.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And then I assume they spend the rest of this time, you know, helping with the rescue efforts because they have the biggest, coolest weapons. But we do cut back to Captain Mustache and Miss Fairweather. And Miss Fairweather's like, yeah! She's psyched.
She's just happy because they worked.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So then we cut back. Again, presumably they helped with all the rescue. This is their whole deal. But we cut back to Aquabase, and they're coming back from the mission, and Carter's talking about how, like, they need to work together, and they need teamwork, it's important, and, like, they're more powerful together, et cetera, et cetera. All the regular Power Rangers stuff. And Joe's like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to stop being such a show-off. And he just, like, hands the flowers to Chad, and he's like, done with all this goofing off.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to start paying attention and, like, being here.
I'll show up to my job.
Well, that remains to be seen.
We'll see.
You'll go from 60 to 0 to 60, but this is going to be a hard one to bounce back from.
I mean, like, if anyone could do it, it's Power Rangers inconsistent writing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But then he sees Miss Fairweather, and everything starts getting quiet. Like, Carter's talking about how, like, they did real good, and they need to, like, you know, that, you know, but they could do better and all that. And it's just like the volume is like going away, and he sees it, and he walks up and says, "Miss Fairweather." And so I guess he did know her name. And then he runs back, grabs the flowers.
Now are just like shredded. There's petals over the floor.
There's like 9 petals left between the roses.
They've been shoved behind his back, stuffed into a jacket, stuffed into Carter.
Chad. He just hits Chad in the chest. Right,
yeah, just like check passes the roses to him.
And then so he grabs, runs back, and he's like, "Hey." And they walk into the lab, and the first thing that Joel says is, "Are you even allowed in here?"
That made me so mad. I wanted her to punch him.
Like,
and take his morpher and be the Green Power Ranger.
I don't want to say to her credit, because, like, obviously this is the shit she deals with every day, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is old hat to her. And she's like, "Yeah, I work here." And, like, she's still in that kind of, like, "Oh, this idiot's trying to flirt with me, like, I'll be nice" kind of mode.
That's an awful way to flirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Negging doesn't work. Just FYI, anyone considering doing it in their real life, don't. So then he's like, "Oh, well, here's these flowers. They're half destroyed. And here's a signed picture of my dumb face."
Of course, Joel hands out a signed picture as a romantic gift.
Absolutely. And she's like, "Oh, cool. A pinup." And I like that she called it a pinup because it's sort of like she's saying it as a pejorative to him.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. And so she just like puts it on. She like sticks it to something or whatever. She's like, "How'd your dangerous mission go?" And he's like, "Oh, pretty good. Except some dumb Poindexter tried telling me how to fly my Zord. Tell me how much energy my Zord has. Like, I don't know. This stupid computer idiot.
Stupid weapons expert computer geek."
And he's like, "Yeah, well, blah, blah, blah."
And she has the flowers and, like, she's about to strangle the flowers.
Yeah.
She's so mad.
The flowers are Joel. And it should have been Joel. The wrong kid died, Josh. And so she turns around and goes, "Oh, okay. Well, next time this Deltatron computer expert nerd tries to save your ass, I just won't." And just slams him into the flowers into his chest and walks away. He's like, "What?" And then just like cuts over to the Rangers doing like,
"Meow." Yeah, they're dragging his ass.
Melt his ass, Rangers. Every single day I want the Power Rangers to melt Joel's ass. I hate Joel so much. I hate him. I want them to treat him the way the person that wrote the Nick Arcade descriptions treats Phil. That is exactly the relationship everyone should have with Chad. It's just busting him, dragging him 24/7.
You mean Joel?
What did I say?
You said
Chad.
Chad?
No, I like Chad. Chad seems cool. Nice. Joel can kick rocks. So then he's like, "Was she made it?" And Dana's like, "From our morphers to our Zords, she designed everything.
All of it."
And he's like, "Oh," and like just like puts his head on Chad's shoulder, and then like it cuts over to his picture, and it like half falls off the sticky thing.
Oh, I was hoping they would just go all the way with it, and it would just flop into a trash can.
That would be, in a perfect world, that's what would happen. So, Josh,
yeah,
you started.
Yep,
I get to pick the best or the first best. I'm gonna say the best is the Zord fights and the Zord sets. Like, all the Zord stuff, not necessarily the Zord sequence, because that took a lot longer than it maybe needed to, but, like, showing that the Rangers are at a scene doing something while a monster's there, in addition to fighting the monsters.
Yeah, they're not just fighting a monster and also destroying the city. They are trying to save the city, actively saving people in the city.
It seems like, because this is season 8, so that means it would be season 24 of Super Sentai, somewhere around there. So it's like somebody in the Sentai room was like, what if they don't also destroy the city this time? And they're like, okay.
What
okay.
if actually they hold it up?
And they rescue it, maybe. I forget what it's called. It's like Go 5, I think is the Go 5 is the name of the... It's QQ. I saw it today because Show Factory showed a thing today.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I might be wrong.
I think my best is going to be a little more specific because my favorite shot, my favorite visual of the episode is when Joel is lowering, like, the final part of the Megazord on top of the legs.
Yeah.
While Magmavore is attacking and Joel is like shooting to hold him back. That's my favorite part of the whole thing, but all of it is very good.
Yeah, that is a thing that Power Rangers rarely does because it is built on a bedrock of saving money and like reusing footage when you can.
Yeah.
And it's like this thing where it's like the monster and the Zord and the action all is on the same page, and it really, really worked. The worst, I'm going to say, is Joel.
Joel.
Straight up Joel. Toe to tip Joel. MVP is Miss Fairweather.
Absolutely. In a walk.
In a walk. Not even close. And now we got to rank the episode. So it should be pretty easy. We only got two episodes. We're not starting eight episodes in like we did with Lost Galaxy. Is this better or worse than Operation Lightspeed?
I'm going to say worse. Not because I think this is a bad episode, but because so much of it is just transformation sequence.
Yeah.
If we got a whole episode that was as rad as the other half of this, this would definitely be number one. But because it's a little drawn out, I'm gonna say it's number two.
That's also what I was gonna say, so I totally agree. So coming in at number two, Lightspeed Teamwork. I wonder how many episodes are gonna have the word Lightspeed in it.
All of them.
Every single one.
I think I can do that. I already did a few just going through adding Lightspeed.
I didn't even spell teamwork anywhere near right. Let me try this again. All right, so that is that. What's the next episode called? I might have it pulled up, too.
I have it here.
Trial by Fire.
Trial by Lightspeed.
Lightspeed by Fire.
Trial, Lightspeed, Fire.
It really works no matter how you slice it. That's going to be Monday, and we will see you then. Thank you for listening. But until Monday,
may the power protect you.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what that was.
That's not the Lightspeed Rescue song.
Yeah, it's a slow jazz Lightspeed Rescue. Welcome to Lightspeed.
Lightspeed Rescue.
Got that bumping bass line. It's just a scale. It's not even that impressive.